Welcome to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com as we kick off the track racing season. World Superbike this weekend, Supercross this weekend. How did we get through this time when we didn't have the racing going on?
I don't know.
You weren't here most of us. So.
No, I was actually...
Warren with the deck.
Actually,
early.
Warren, I was here more than you were during that
time.
Hey,
wait a second, Warren. Don't interrupt him when he has something to say to me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the Honda?
I'm sorry about the Honda.
The announcement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that. See, yeah, I wasn't the only one.
When he put you down last week, too.
He was vicious putting me down.
Let's play back the tape. Warren was agreeing 100%.
I'll play back the tape.
Yes.
Phil, you're an ignorant bastard. You were wrong, Phil. Shut your mouth, Phil.
See?
Phil, I hate you. Shut up.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, Warren was 100% agreement with me.
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
But I will say this, Phil. I will say this. It makes Moto America look really stupid. Putting
no,
out
it makes
that
Honda
release.
Look really stupid.
No.
Honda knows there's no riders in it.
Honda did
Honda's
the right
smart.
Thing.
Yeah, Honda was
right?
smart.
Because they got a free press conference, free press thing,
yep.
free all of us talking about it.
Yeah.
And they don't have to pay nothing at all.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So I'm a little bitter because Honda announced their American Pro Flat Track team this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yep. It's going to be factory Honda, the factory KTM. Shayna, Texas is going to be on the factory KTM.
Yeah, that was big time news. I was shocked
because I thought she was happy with Husqvarna.
I did too.
Yep.
But American Honda, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Now, the only thing I can consider...
Be a man. Listen, take that $1.3 million and sponsor your ass a team.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, there you go.
Are there any Hondas in...
No, there are none listed in any of the classes in Moto America as of today.
None at all.
Yeah, none.
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 Zippy, Zilch.
What about the eight-year-old groups?
None.
Zippy, Zilch, none.
If Honda was supporting the series, which is what I thought, because the press release doesn't say anything about Honda riders. That was something that the listener actually dug up.
Yeah.
Okay, they found the full Honda thing.
Thank you, listeners, for helping me.
Yeah, the assumption was that the only thing it made sense for was that Honda was actually adding contingency money for the entire series.
No, Honda was like, dude, we got a way to get free advertising.
I imagine the Honda put that press release out, and Moto America picked it up and ran with it. Honda had
probably were like, dude, oh, that's great, and never even looked to see,
we don't have any Hondas.
Right, but who would have thought that? We've never had that, right?
Right.
No, well, you know, I mean, it could have been.
Last year we had Brochure's Chicken.
God forbid somebody in their PR department does their job. But that was a dagger directed directly at people.
At least they didn't hashtag it properly, so nobody actually knows.
Yeah, right.
So that's a bonus. So they had the flat track news, and we got to get the flat track's going to be starting soon. Mm-hmm. The other little bit of tidbit news before we get into the racing, because we got Supercross in Detroit with the Triple Crown, and we have World Superbike at Phillips Isle, which I think we have to talk about both a lot. So the last other piece of news, did you see the news that MotoGP signed a deal with Indonesia, which I don't even know if that's a smart idea, signed a deal to have a street race in the streets of Indonesia.
Yeah, that's probably narrower than any track in the world.
No, I was like, that is like bizarre. And then I'm reading the press release, and they're like, yeah, it'll be a purpose-built racetrack. And I'm like, well, then it's not a street race.
It's not a street race, though.
So they're going to build a racetrack, from what I gather. My Indonesian is sketchy. I haven't spoke Indonesian or read Indonesian since college when I had an Indonesian roommate.
Mm, okay.
Right? Benny. If Benny's listening, Benny, what's up? Uh-huh. That literally was his name, Benny.
Mm-hmm.
But
the way I understood it was going to be like, what's that race in the south of France that run through the...
Monaco.
No. That's the way I interpreted it.
Yeah, no. You interpreted it wrong. You guys have a tendency to read things wrong.
I would assume that it would have been like a Grand Prix race. Well, I hadn't read anything, so I'm just based on what you said. When you say street race, I think Northwest 200, right?
I think Isle of Man, right?
Yes,
I think,
yes.
Of course. Buildings right next to it. So apparently they're going to build a purpose-built racetrack. And then when they're not using it as a racetrack, they're going to open it up to be like a commuter highway, a little like commuter streets. But they're building it from zero, zippy, nothing there. Mm. So I'm sure it's going to have runoffs and maybe. I don't know. It's Indonesia. I don't think they care about human life.
Goats probably. Yeah.
You know, terrorists, mm-hmm. people with hatchets. I mean, it will add defense to MotoGP because, you know, you'll have the guy with the hatchet trying to chop your arm off to steal your
bike. Is this going
to
be, near Jakarta? Is it they say?
No, it's on a different island.
Oh, okay.
You know, Indonesia has like 40 billion islands.
Yeah, it's like the Philippines. Yeah.
It's going to be on, I believe the island's called Lombok.
Mm-hmm. That's Texas, isn't it?
No, that's Lombok. Lombok. But it turns out that it's not going to be like the Baltimore Grand Prix where they're like racing over railroad tracks, potholes, and bumps.
Right.
I mean, they might have the bumps, right?
Right. But and nobody shows up. Right. In Indonesia, you know, there'll be a couple million
people.
Indonesia
is going to be packed. Yeah. Yeah. And it won't be safe for foreigners.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it won't be safe for people that live there.
Right.
But in general, they're going to have.
Kind of like Baltimore.
Yeah, that's about
fine. In Indonesia, you'll have like 1.3 million safer, fans and about 2.5 million hookers.
Yeah. It'll be safer. No, that's not going to be in Indonesia. It'd be safer in Indonesia than Baltimore.
I didn't want to go, but now that you put it that way. Yeah. That is a good question. We'll have to look at the
crime
stats.
It will be safer. You know, it is a very Muslim country, and they are very hard on criminals. It'll be safer in Indonesia at the racetrack than it would have been at the...
I'm willing to bet five guys on that. We'll have to see. But it's going to be a purpose-built racetrack that I guess they're going to build around.
I wonder if it's actually, like you just said, they're going to like use it for this and then it's going to be available for like commuter use.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was always planned to be built and they just said, hey, before you open it up to the general public, what if we have a race over there?
No, they signed a 3-year deal, so it's going to be...
They're going to go 3 years. It's going to stay as a track.
That's what I read. It's going to be 3 years that it's going to. They're going to bring it back all the time. You know, for 3 years. So whatever. I just thought that was interesting. Street race, maybe allegedly. Who knows? I tend not to believe press releases anymore.
Yeah, it's not really going to be a street race if it's. They're going to purposely
build it. It's a purpose
built,
right? You're like the first words are. We're starting the track from zero. There's nothing there. We have to pit. First, we have to put the roads in and the pits in. What else is there to a track?
Yeah, I don't know.
We have to put the racing service in and the pits.
We have to have the on and off ramps to get out to the main roads.
I don't know.
Are there main roads?
It's Indonesia. No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Guys are wrong about Indonesia.
It sounds like a straight line.
It's a very big road. I mean, well.
Jakarta, yes. Jakarta is a big city.
I've never been to Lombok, so I don't know.
Yeah. I imagine the islands probably are not nearly as built out. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's get into Supercross in Détroit.
Well, your favorite rider did well.
Oh, yes, my boy Ken Roczen or Chad Reed?
No, Chad Reed.
I don't know which one I hate more. When they were racing next to each other, I was like, please take each other out. Let's go to 250s first.
Okay.
250s. Faulkner, it looks like Faulkner...
He's got the East.
Faulkner's like, so there's a second ride for Kawasaki.
It's like there's nobody even that's actively competing against
him. I didn't see anyone
right
in the West that was as good as he is.
Not so far, but I don't know. Maybe the competition in the East is nowhere near that because Davalos is basically punted on this season.
Yeah, Davalos punted. Cooper...
Martin, who's...
Jordan Cooper.
Yeah.
It was doing okay. Smith and Sexton are okay, but I'll be honest with you. I see them being like 6 through 10 in the West. I think the West is more stacked.
I think so. I think by far.
You can say
I think by far. It looks to me like Faulkner just... He's just walking away.
It looks to me like Faulkner
that.
Should be in the West.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Based on what I'm saying, he's going to be the 250 champ this year unless he screws it up.
Yeah, and he only got 5 more rounds to screw it up.
Well, no one's going to take him out when he's so far ahead of everybody.
Right, unless some backmarker hits him.
Unless he runs into the back of a backmarker.
Right. Yeah. Or he loses track of the clock and just stops.
It's called race management. You stay behind the backmarker.
He just looks completely dominant.
Yep.
Kawasaki's had a hell of a night.
Yep.
You know, we were a couple of weeks ago, I was saying, oh, maybe they don't have the Kawasaki figured out. Apparently, in the 250s,
they do.
Yeah.
And then 450s, Tomac looked...
Yeah, Tomac woke up.
Looked like he got his 650 back.
He woke up, so now that means for the next 3 races, he's not going to be good. Right?
Well, 2 more, because it started in the second race.
Yeah, that's
the third
true.
Race
yeah, 2 more, right.
There, where he had to like fight his way to 6 to beat Cooper Webb, who all practice, when they got into it, they were talking about Cooper Webb qualified lousy. He did this lousy. Mm-hmm. But he gamed it, right? He came out and he was, the first race, he was 6th. And I was like, okay, that's better. But he just had to be around Roczen, who came in 5th.
Yep.
right? To keep the red plate.
But still, there's like what? There's only like 12 points.
Chad Reed looked really good.
There's only like 12 points still from the top three guys. So yeah, it's very close. Awesome. Yeah, that's great.
Right? And Webb then came around with a 2-1 for the second two races. Yeah. I mean, you can't. He definitely, for a guy who was complaining an off night, I mean, he looked horrible in the whoops.
Yep.
Just horrible.
Yeah.
But he looked fast in other spots. Yeah,
this track caused certain people lots of problems. I've noticed that.
You know, like,
the whoops were really
they had
hurt a lot of folks.
They had a problem.
Muskin couldn't get the
and that double tabletop going into a turn.
Yeah, the track was very soft, and that just some people had a lot of problems with it. Yeah, so.
And that I think that double tabletop. If you notice when guys were doubling the tabletop,
yeah,
instead of skipping them, that was much faster.
Yeah,
and he was one of the early guys to do that. Roczen. With all the hype and how good he looked for a couple things, he was 5-6-5.
Yeah, he had a bad night, and you know, the thing about it is that it still was enough for him to stay in second place.
Hey, he's got a fourth overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got fourth overall, but
yeah, which is
you
not
know, if you finish
night.
Behind Reed, you probably should retire. So there's a
lot
of
people finish behind Reed this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, and there's a bunch of them that should retire then, obviously, because Reed's like 75, 80.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, it was definitely.
I think what it was Reed's been listening to the show, and I think you pissed him off.
Pissed him off, and he took his Viagra or his Metamucil beforehand. Yeah. I don't know what do old people take.
Yeah, I don't think the Viagra would do much in a race.
Did he get all his fiber?
Maybe that's what it was.
Because you know, remember last time they did a Triple Crown, he was so out of shape and so out of breath, he couldn't race the second race.
Yeah. No, he
actually, that was a dagger for all you Reed fans screaming.
Yeah, right.
So I was shocked when he came out for the second race. I was shocked. I was like, you know, I was like, maybe. And then I thought, you know, we didn't see it with his helmet off.
Maybe it wasn't him.
Maybe they found a young guy to race the second race for him. anyways, give him a little break in between or something. So yeah, I mean, it's our second
triple crown.
I kind of was a little annoyed at Warren's love life interest, Ralph Shaheen. Because he kept being like, this is the first time somebody's won all three races of the Triple Crown.
He annoys the
it's
hell
a, what,
out of
your
me.
Second Triple Crown?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, they had him last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
But only like one, two?
I think so he had three last year, too.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can't stand him. He's like the boogity, boogity, boogity guy for
me.
Oh,
you called him. No, he's better than Darryl Walker.
Not much,
but he's better than Darryl Walker. Yeah, I think the GOAT's getting better as a color commentator. Mm.
Yeah, I'll take him over Shaheen anytime.
Oh yeah, I think the you know they have a podcast, The Goat and Emick. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about listening to it. I haven't listened to it, but they have a podcast, and it was like I would get rid of Shaheen and do the Goat and Emick.
Do you know Moto America has a podcast now too?
Yeah, everybody has a podcast. You know there are two types of people in this world: they're innovators and imitators.
Fortunately, we've been around for a decade. So.
Yeah, 520 shows is coming up quick.
Yep.
God, I feel old. Yep. I feel old. Warren, I'm going to blame you.
We are.
That.
We were all young men when we started this.
We did. I had hair. No, I didn't. Yes. No, I didn't. But yeah, so Supercross, Cooper Webb, thank God, kept the red plate, and Roczen didn't get it, so I'm happy about that.
I think it's going to stay very, very tight at the top.
Yeah,
I think Tomac having the night that he had, I mean that's amazing.
Yeah, it ends up being that it's going to be tight, and I like that. He stretched his lead on Roczen a little bit. He's now Webb is now six points ahead of Roczen. Mm-hmm. Musquin, who's had kind of a we've been like, where's Musquin? Now he's in third. Mm-hmm. He's a point ahead of Tomac, which is a little shocking. Mm-hmm. Right, but he's been quietly.
It's not that shocking. I don't think so. Tomac's having this ridiculous up and down season where
he has a lot of those.
Yeah, he does great, and then he goes away for a while.
Like I was watching the race. My whole family came out yesterday, so I was watching the race with my niece, my nephew, my brother-in-law, my sister, my folks. You know, a whole bunch of us watching around the TV. You know, I was going to tweet a picture, but then I remember they don't do that live tweet stuff. dagger Supercross.
It was not Supercross live. It was Supercross not live last night.
Right.
They were on a 30-minute delay.
Yeah. Were they?
It wasn't live.
I started watching it.
It wasn't live.
It wasn't live.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was live.
No, it was a little stale.
So, So my father said, going into the last race, he goes, Tomac going to win this one? I was like, no, he's going to choke.
Yeah.
I was like, because that's what Tomac does. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I hate saying that, but Tomac chokes.
Yep.
And if he doesn't win the championship this season, Webb does, it's because of that. Barcia looked good coming back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he looked tough. He looked like he wanted to fight.
And yet he didn't.
And what about your boy Roczen taking out Wilson?
I'm all for that. I like that.
I know. Ken's like, hit whoever you need.
I like that. I'm still in favor of grabbing the brake. So
yeah, me too. I'm like, when Roczen and Reed were racing next to each other, I'm like, grab the brake. So everybody's like, who? I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Both.
That's right.
Hit,
well, that'd
wreck.
Be great if they both grabbed the brake at the same time.
Man, I would be too drunk to do the show today. I'd have been partying all night. All right. So next week, where are they going to be next week, Warren?
Yeah, you had to ask that question.
I know, because I didn't have Atlanta GA.
Yep.
Yep.
Bed Street, Atlanta GA.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And they're airing live next week at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, good.
Yay. That means I can watch it and fall asleep afterwards instead of jarring.
Yeah, well, I fall asleep when they're running the heat races, no matter what.
Well, that's why the Triple Crown's perfect for you, no heat races.
I know, that is.
And if you're one of the people who are paying for the package, racing starts at noon with all the qualifications.
If you're one of the people paying for the package, I don't know why you're listening to Warren about that anyways, because apparently the app and the website have crashed the last 2 weeks, and those people haven't been watching that much.
Ooh.
That was worth my $85.
And then this is where my editorial comes in.
You have an editorial?
We're 4 weeks into the race or something like that. NBC, your telecast of Supercross sucks.
Yeah, way too few Monster Energy girls. What happened to the 30-second clock girls?
They're out there.
We don't see them.
From a distance?
Yeah, whatever.
Spider cam view from 1,000 feet away.
You know, how do I know who to follow on Instagram? Monster Energy girls, right? I mean, how do I know? I
don't. NBC doesn't
problem is
tweet anything.
The problem with Supercross is that you can see everything that happened in the race that was worthwhile in the highlight reel.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah.
Unfortunately. All right, let's get into World Super Back. Mm-hmm. They were at Phillip Isle.
Yeah, and it kind of caught us by surprise because I said last week we got racing coming
and I
up
thought
and
it
you
was
told
two
me
weeks.
No.
No, I told you no.
Well, I didn't expect you to be twice in 1 week.
So. I can't be right. You know that. Yeah. So I was wrong. It caught us all by surprise. And I think a lot of people were caught by surprise this week with Bautista, Mr. I used to run.
I don't think so. Ken was. I wouldn't expected him to be as dominant as he was based on preseason testing because, to me, look, they're tuning the bikes. They're working on the bikes.
Yeah.
You can't judge too much, right, by that. I think the thing that kind of surprised me, and now going back and look at history, some it doesn't surprise me as much, but Rea was very tentative in this race. I also think he might have been a little surprised at how strong Haslam was.
Plus he has had a bad record in Australia for quite a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not as surprised after that, but I think also that Haslam looked really strong. If he had screwed up in the first race, he would have been on the podium.
Yeah.
He gave Rea fits in that race, which is sort of interesting because Rea hasn't had to deal with that with Sykes, right? Remember
right.
All they predicted Sykes and Rea battles that never happened? Right?
Yeah, so here's, and I know I'm going to get hate out of you. I'll probably get hate out of Warren. I'm going to get hate out of listeners, and I don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of years now, I've said, I don't know if Johnny Rea is the greatest rider, is that he's the best rider on that particular bike, right? And now you put Haslam on that same bike, and Rea is struggling.
Yeah, but again, right? Rea doesn't have...
And you put
he
a,
did,
and you
did
put
not
a,
win the races last year.
Everybody goes, I'd love to see Rea in MotoGP. I don't think so, right? The 10th place guy in MotoGP just came out, stomped a mud hole in him, walked it dry in Phillip's Isle. He went walkabout on him.
Yeah, but I don't know I don't know we can read too much into it.
New bike
ass whipping.
Same old
10th
bike.
10th place MotoGP guy, four-time champ.
Let's talk about it in mid-season.
And you know, everybody said, you know, there are people saying, well, the Ducati has 2,000 more revs and the this, that, and the other thing.
That does make a difference.
You know, when they were in the corners, Johnny Rea was able to beat him. I think it's still more nimble. I think the Kawasaki's still more nimble.
I expect it would be, but the Ducati's made huge steps in handling.
Yes, which we saw in MotoGP last year, and you figured it had to come to Superbike sooner or later. I think that I think that Kawasaki didn't spend as much money as the other brands in making their bikes better this year.
That's
because
true.
Look
That's
at Yamaha, it made a huge catch-up.
I mean, yes, Yamaha has definitely improved, but I don't read too much into this.
And if Ducati, if it's just a bike for Ducati, what the hell happened to Chaz Davies? And how did Batista not have the pole from Super Bowl? Right, I mean, Rea mm-hmm. and Haslam were both ahead of him.
Yep.
It's not that the bikes were that much faster. I think you saw a better racer on an equivalent bike take him out. Because if it had been Batista out by 15 seconds and then Rea by 5 over Haslam, I'd say, all right, maybe.
Well,
but Haslam, Landry, everybody,
everybody. Do you think the Ducati's on par with the Kawasaki now?
I think it's the same. To me, it's the same with the Hondas and the Ducatis in MotoGP. I think the Ducati has the straight line speed.
Uh-huh.
And I think in MotoGP, I think the Honda is better handling. I think the Kawasaki. I think it's a good racing mix. You got to have one group. They're going to be this year, unlike any of the past 4 years. This year, you got to have to sit there and say, all right, MotoGP.
I don't think you answered.
Hold on. Yeah. Like we do in MotoGP, I think the Ducati on the tracks with the big straightaways of Phillip Isle has a couple big areas where it's horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ducatis are going to be able to dominate there. I think on the nimble tracks, the small ones, mm-hmm. you're going to see Kawasaki walk away from them. And I don't know where Yamaha's going to end up. Yamaha can end up sneaking some wins away from both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I think is that, kind of like last year, Rea did not do well. Kawasaki did not do well the first couple races. And then... walked away with it. They lost the first two or three races. They didn't do well. Mm-hmm. Might even lost. And then dominated the rest of the year.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did Davies double in the opener last year?
I am pulling that up as we specs.
I don't remember who it was, but I know...
I would say the person who's having the hardest time adjusting to the new Ducati is Davies.
It was Melandri doubled last year.
Okay. Yes. Well, it was Ducati last year. Ducati.
It was Melandri doubled, and then the second round, the tie round, it was Rea race one, Davies race two.
Yeah, I will just counsel that I wouldn't read too much into this. I will just say that Rea looked more tentative than I've seen him.
What I am going to read into it is that Ducati made big strides in the offseason.
I think they did. I think the new V4 is not only the additional of the 2,000 revs, but it also looks like that it's also adapted better to maybe some change in the center of gravity because of the motor mount on that it seems to be handling better. Davies just doesn't seem like he's adjusting. Maybe he had spent enough time adjusting to the way the Ducati was that now he's having a problem riding it as a normal bike, right? A more standard bike.
It could be.
He looked terrible. He did not look good.
You know,
at all.
He looked so bad that he struggled at a couple times with the Hondas.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting rid of the Americans, Honda.
Yeah. Right.
And to show us that the bike's actually worse than what they were racing it.
Yeah. Well,
we have to part ways with Jake Gagne and PJ Jacobson. Oh, yeah, you crashed out with your boy Leon Camier, and then he finished, what, 74th?
I did want to, this is,
77.
When we get done with World Superbike, I did have actually something I wanted to, that I came across this morning on motorsport.com that I wanted to go over having to do with MotoGP.
Okay.
Even though we're a little bit later.
Before we get out of there, then the next World Superbike race is in Thailand on the 15th of March. And in between now and then is the first MotoGP race.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where?
Qatar.
Yes. Qatar. Good job.
Qatar. Qatar.
Whatever.
How you say it.
On the 10th of March.
That's like Johnny Ray, Johnny Rea, Johnny Ree. Right? I'm sure there'll be hate mail from him sooner or later. Like, why can't you dumb Americans say my name right? Because you lost. Twice.
So even when you win, we don't say it right.
Yeah, we don't care.
Are we done now?
I think yes. So.
Okay. So I've never been one to try and read too much into the testing. Right now, I may have to recalibrate a bit, but I will say that it's really, really interesting that Marquez apparently is, and he just may be the sandbagging Marquez and saying this because
he's
not
done it
true.
Before.
Yeah, he's done it before. He said in a statement to motorsport.com that he feels that Ducati and Yamaha are both far ahead of the Honda.
you know, if he said Ducati's far ahead of the Honda, mm-hmm. I would say, there's a possibility. They've been doing a lot of work, and mm-hmm. after what we just saw, Yamaha, with how much complaining Rossi has done in the offseason,
mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Here's what I think is ahead of Marquez mm-hmm. on the Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Hip, hip.
Oh, no.
Hip, hip.
Oh, no.
Say it. Say it. You know you want to say it. Hip, hip. Or hey. Hip, hip, or hey.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but in the Qatar test, Marquez and Lorenzo were 10th and 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of those is going to win a race.
But isn't Lorenzo coming back from an injury? Still almost as fast.
I think he got sand in his VJ. Okay.
And his bedazzled.
Well, but he's not as badly as injured as the guy who got the jaw infection for plastic surgery.
Yeah, well, we all have plastic surgery issues.
But if you look at it, and again, you know, I don't know what to make of it, but if you look at the Qatar testing so far, Vinales has looked really good. Rossi's complaining a lot, but he always does, right?
Yeah, but usually when Rossi complains as much, like, I mean, pretty much he came out and was like, they should throw the thing in a dumpster.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been a little over the top, which means I don't think he's sandbagging. I think he's thoroughly disgusted.
Right. I think Rossi is thoroughly disgusted. I think Vinales,
I think this is preseason excuses.
It could
from
be.
All of them, because Lorenzo's saying that he made a comment and said in there that he's a long way from feeling comfortable on the Honda.
Yeah, but he also said 2 weeks ago he thought he could win Qatar.
Well, whatever.
Right?
Maybe he said that before testing.
I have no idea who to pick for Qatar. When's Qatar, Warren?
It's March 10th.
15th.
March 10th.
15th is next week.
2 weeks, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I have no idea. Here's who I'm going to pick. I'll say this right now. I'm going to pick Rossi. Because over the years, Rossi is usually
the more
a
he
podium.
Complains.
Well, he's usually a podium at Qatar.
Look, based on what they're saying right now, Vinales has looked better than Rossi on the Yamaha. Okay. So I think that the fact that the Yamaha was so bad last year, maybe they spent the money on development work that they hadn't spent in the prior year.
Could be.
Because, you know, Vinales was having such an easy time in the prior year. But they have to wait and see. I think a lot of this is, you know, I'm going to make these comments. They're all complaining about the bikes.
So in case I have a crappy first race.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, they're just setting it up, you know. And
Or maybe the we'll camp is already hitting Honda garage.
Marquez is still having still having problems with his shoulder after the surgery, so.
Yeah, maybe the cancer's starting to hit the Honda garage.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be stage one.
It could be, yeah.
We're going to have to, like, keep that going for the year, be like, stage one. Yeah. I think we should make up, like, a Honda t-shirts that say F cancer on it. something like that. Yeah. But you know what? After what Honda did to American motorcycle racing, you get what you deserve.
Yeah.
Right?
Free advertising.
I'm not going to miss you.
Free advertising.
Yeah, they're not going to be competitive again this year.
Yeah, they're definitely not competitive in World Superbike. They definitely ain't going to win the Moto America
As things stand right now, I don't see them winning a race in Moto America.
Yeah, no chance. I'll bet dinner for people against that.
I don't think they're going to win a race in World Superbike or Super Sport.
Oh, I wonder if maybe some freelancers will show up on Hondas at the Moto America races.
You know, it's
because
it's
guaranteed
money.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and if you have a good race where there's a lot of rain.
Get you money.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of rain.
If you're the only one that comes out, you're guaranteed money, so.
Yeah, that's probably.
No, I think you have to have a top 10 finish.
You have to have a top 10 finisher? Or was it for the top finisher on a Honda?
No, well, there was, win was X amount of money, second place X amount of money, all the way down to 10th.
Okay.
And then I think it's Superbike. Yeah, I think it was all the way down to 10th, and the other ones it was down to 5th place.
Yeah.
But whatever, they're not giving away any money. That was a genius move. They should have offered $50 million they got nobody.
We'll see. It should be interesting next week in Supercross to see who's going to step up next week. It seems like a different person every week.
Yeah, I'm totally picking Faulkner to win the 250.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
That's easy gravy.
That's an easy one. I can't predict how Tomac's going to do, though.
Yep, we'll be back next week.